It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says Coloradans must continue to wear masks and stay apart, or coronavirus cases could rise again. Nearby states have seen large spikes recently, and Polis says he doesn't want that to happen here.
Really, the best advice is, as you're interacting with people, whether they're neighbors, friends, or you're going to the store, just act as if everybody might have coronavirus.
Colorado's Democratic U.S. Senate primary continues to get a lot of attention in this month's election. There are other noteworthy races, CPR's Benda Berkland reports.
On the Republican side, there are 10 state legislative primaries. One House race that covers part of Jefferson County has been especially competitive, with TV ads and multiple flyers. Democrats have 9 primaries in different parts of the state. Next week's election also includes 6 races for district attorney. Unaffiliated voters can participate, but must choose between submitting a Republican or Democratic ballot. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's Supreme Court is considering how to apply the rules for common law marriages to same-sex couples. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the state's justices heard 2 cases yesterday.
One case centers on whether the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that legalized same-sex marriage applies retroactively so that same-sex relationships that began before the 2015 decision can qualify as common law marriages. The other case examines Colorado's common law marriage rules themselves and if they need to be updated to reflect the lived reality of same-sex couples. For instance, one criterion hinges on whether the couple has publicly represented themselves as married. But for many same-sex couples, that was and still can be a risky thing to do. Colorado is one of a dozen states that recognize common law marriages. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado U.S. Senator Michael Bennett has joined most Senate Democrats on a bill to change the names of military bases named for Confederate generals. The bill would give the Pentagon a year to find new names and to remove monuments, displays, and other items that honor the Confederacy. Grave markers would be the one exception. The question of renaming military bases has divided Republicans. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he'd be okay with it. President Trump opposes the idea. This is CPR News.